later on, there was almost a year there where I couldn't get a job. These jobs that I had, a lot of them were what they call medical relief jobs. You take a job, you go in the hall and grab a job, it may be a medical relief for 30 days, but you're kind of stuck there until the guy comes back, and a lot of times the people just wouldn't come back. But when we went, come back to the U.S. port, where we caught, you know, we have to get off because somebody with more seniority can bump you. I used to move around quite a bit. Like I say, I took almost a year before I could find a job there for a while, and I went and worked at the International Sheet Metal Union just to stay busy, and because I had a family at the time. It's a long time ago. Let's see, from there, then I went back. I flew to Okinawa after that. That was one of the jobs in Vietnam. So it happened a little before there where I couldn't get out for a while. Then I used to go to these different ports like to try to find out which ones were the best ports to sail out of. Because Boston was always the closest, but Philadelphia was a good one. But I kind of got kicked out of Philadelphia by the union guy because they want to protect the jobs of the people living right there. And a lot of times, that's why I took these jobs to get in the middle of nowhere, because nobody else wanted them. You know, fly to Okinawa, fly to Vietnam, fly to Timbuktu, you know. Anyways,